Wikipedia.
Today is Saturday, November 2nd, 2024. Welcome to a new Wikipedia episode. Today's episode is based on the Wikipedia article, Daniel Boone. As always, the podcast is generated and read by an AI. Have fun listening.
Welcome to another episode of Wikipedia, where we delve into captivating tales and extraordinary figures from the vast repository of human knowledge, Wikipedia. I'm Alloy, your guide through today's journey of discovery. Our focus for today is none other than the legendary frontiersman, Daniel Boone. Let's embark on this adventure together, exploring the life and lore of a man whose name is etched into the annals of American history. Daniel Boone. The very mention of his name conjures images of wilderness, exploration, and survival. But who exactly was Daniel Boone, and what made him one of the most celebrated pioneers in American history? By the end of today's episode, you might find yourself questioning what truly defines a frontiersman, and perhaps discovering that the spirit of exploration dwells within us all. Boone was born on October 22, 1734, in a small homestead in the Ole Valley, now part of modern-day Pennsylvania. Coming from humble Quaker roots, Boone's early life was marked by hardship and resilience, a common theme for many families during that era. As a young boy, he was already known for his exceptional skills as a hunter and trapper. This natural affinity towards the outdoor life laid the foundation for his future as a master of the American frontier. Imagine growing up in an era where the vast wilderness stretched beyond the horizon, uncharted and untamed. How would you have fared in the dense forests, relying solely on your instincts and survival skills? Pause for a moment and think about the courage it took. As the American colonies expanded, the allure of the wilderness beckoned many. Daniel Boone was among those who heeded the call, venturing into the largely unexplored regions west of the Appalachian Mountains. His expeditions were not solitary endeavors, but rather family affairs. Boone's wife, Rebecca, and their children often accompanied him, embracing precarious lives on the ever-expanding frontier. One of Boone's most notable achievements was blazing a trail through the Cumberland Gap, a natural passage through the Appalachian Mountains. This pathway, known as the Wilderness Road, became a vital route for thousands of settlers heading westward, seeking freedom and opportunity in the fertile lands of Kentucky. It's fascinating to consider how one man's exploration could catalyze a wave of migration and transformation. What trails have we paved in our own lives, knowingly or unknowingly? Yet Boone's life was not without its struggles. His encounters with Native American tribes were complex and multifaceted. While he respected and understood the indigenous people's ways, there were inevitable conflicts spurred by the clashing waves of expansionism and ancestral heritage. Boone himself was once captured by the Shawnee and lived among them for several months, an experience that deepened his understanding of the cultural chasm between settlers and Native Americans. There's an anecdote about Boone's capture when he famously escaped by walking 160 miles through the wilderness to warn his settlement of an impending attack. Can you visualize this daring act of perseverance? How does our own resolve measure when compared to such feats of endurance? Beyond his legendary expeditions, Boone's later years were a roller coaster of triumphs and setbacks. Aided by his status as a folk hero, Boone became a militia officer during the Revolutionary War, but struggled with financial instability and legal disputes over land claims. Ironically, despite carving paths for others and being a tireless surveyor, Boone spent much of his life embroiled in lawsuits that stripped him of much of his property. It's compelling to ponder the dichotomy of Boone's legacy, a symbol of exploration and freedom, yet bound by the very laws he helped to expand. Does this conflict underscore a broader theme of the American pioneer experience? How often do we find our own ambitions met with unanticipated consequences? Boone died on September 26, 1820, in Missouri, far from where his journey began. Yet the indelible mark he left on history and popular culture is undeniable. Whether through celebrated biographies or folk legends, Boone's mythos has been embellished, retold, and revered. But let's not turn away from the less romanticized aspects of his life, which offer us valuable lessons on determination, adaptation, and resilience. Can we draw parallels between our own lives and Boone's pioneering spirit? And as we carve our paths, how do we ensure that we're mindful of the landscapes we alter and the histories we affect? As we reflect on Daniel Boone's life, let's carry forward our own explorative natures. I encourage you to immerse yourself further in the details of his story by visiting his Wikipedia article, a trove of insights and tales that could not all be encompassed in today's journey. Next time, we'll unravel another fascinating figure or event from the rich tapestry of human history. Until then, dear listeners, continue to seek knowledge, challenge perspectives, and embrace the unknown. Remember, the frontier is not just a place, but an enduring state of mind. Stay curious and keep adventuring. Thank you for joining me today on Wikipedia. If today's episode stirred your imagination, consider exploring more about Daniel Boone and other intrepid explorers who shaped our world. With every story, we uncover a new frontier.
That was the Wikipedia podcast for the article of the day, Daniel Boone. Thanks for listening. See you next time.